English ad campaign to encourage girls and women to play sport has gone viral. It's called This Girl Can. It features a squadron of joyful, jumping, perspiring women, and it's become a hit on social media across the world. The campaign is designed to address the huge disparity between female and male participation in sport. But it's also taking on the hefty issue of how women fear not physical activity, but the judgment of others. Here's our Europe correspondent, Mary Guerin.
There's cellulite. Let's go! There's sweat. There's smiles. And it's utterly infectious. Just search online for This Girl Can, and you'll find Sport England's video instantly, to the delight of Chief Executive Jenny Price.
What we didn't expect was the extent to which it would go simply wild on social media. So we've had 16 million downloads of the ad on either Facebook or YouTube. And we know we've had millions more because people like Time Magazine in the States, the BBC in the UK have embedded the video in their coverage of it.
And why, do you think?
I think it's really struck a chord with people. I think the message we're trying to get across here, which is that if you have this thought in your head when you think about sport and exercise that I'm not fit enough, I look dreadful in those clothes, I don't really know the rules anymore, that is completely normal. And that has struck such a chord with women everywhere.
It just looks so joyful, just so much fun.
Absolutely. And I think the fact that we went out and found, you know, real in quotes women. So there are no actresses, there's no models, there's no airbrushing. Literally, when they cast the advert, they went out into the street, into the parks, into the gyms and said, you look like you're enjoying your exercise. Can we talk to you about it? And they talked to over 100 women who were being joyful and delighted about what they were doing.
And it seems an Australian sensibility was key to the campaign.
Somebody who is absolutely fundamental to the creation of this campaign, Kim Gehrig, who actually directed the TV ad, she's Australian. And when we talked to her about the research, she got it instantly, what we were trying to do. So I think we've tapped into something here that is genuinely universal.
Along with the video online, you'll find behind-the-scenes productions featuring some of the women involved.
It's just a lovely way of becoming you and not a wife, not a mother, not a friend. It's just you and the water, and that's it, and it's absolutely brilliant.
Plus print and billboard campaigns featuring various slogans, some of which have raised eyebrows. So let's go through some of the messages. What was behind the I jiggle, therefore I am? An amazing image and an amazing quote.
And Sam, the runner, who that quote sits on, is a really powerful woman who's only started running in the last 6 months or so. And she's got cellulite, and she's quite open about the fact she's got cellulite. And when any woman runs, even a fit, slim woman, bits of us move, you know, that's what happens. And so we were looking for a word that really captured the fact that you move around when you run. And jiggle was the one that just caught everybody's imagination. And best of all, it just made people grin.
And I kick balls, deal with it, with a woman who looks very focused on the ball in front of her. That's a really striking image and a striking message.
It is. And it is slightly edgy. But I think because football is so male dominated, we needed something that said, girls belong here, that it's absolutely fine for us to kick balls too. And I have to say, that is my personal favourite. When we saw the ad for the first time, that was the one I wanted my picture taken in front of.
And there are a couple there, damn right I look hot, sweating like a pig, feeling like a fox. Now, if there's been any criticism of this campaign, and there hasn't been a lot, but if there has been any, it's been about this idea that those particular messages are wrapping in again the sexualisation, the objectification of a woman's body. How do you respond to that sort of observation?
I think it's exactly the reverse. So damn right I look hot is poking fun at the fact that people expect women to look wonderful all the time. And actually, you know, when we're exercising, we don't necessarily look our best. So we're trying to flip it on its head and say, you shouldn't expect women to look like dolls all the time, because we don't. You know, we're normal human beings. And so there's a little bit of humour in there.
Jenny Price is also unapologetic about using the word girl for the campaign. It's to target teenagers, she says, and to take the word as a youthful crown for the rest of us. Beyond the gender politics, only one result will matter for this campaign, a narrowing of the yawning gap between males and females engaged in sport.
In England, as far as boys and young men are concerned, we are third in Europe, so we're doing pretty well there among all the European countries. For women and girls, we're 19th. So there is the most enormous gender gap, and if we could just crack that, it would make a massive difference to the lives of women and girls. We knew the fear of judgment was the thing that we had to tackle, and that's why the campaign is really a celebration. And it is edgy and it is disruptive, but it's basically celebrating all those women and girls who've decided, damn it, I don't care what people think about me, I'm going to get out there and do it.
So if anyone is listening to this and wondering whether to get off the couch, I dare you to watch the ad and not join in. This is Mary Guerin putting her runners on for Correspondence Report.